These are the gates to the kingdom. These are the courts of the everlasting King. And we enter in with praise and thanksgiving. We enter in with praise and thanksgiving. With praises on our lips, thanksgiving in our hearts, in loving worship of our Lord. These are the gates to the kingdom. These are the courts of the everlasting King. And we enter in with praise and thanksgiving. We enter in with praise and thanksgiving. With praises on our lips, thanksgiving in our hearts, in loving worship of our Lord. I am the temple of the Spirit. I am the apple of His ever-loving eye. And I enter in with praise and thanksgiving.
Hello, this is Terry Clark. King David suddenly realized that he was living in a fancy house and God was still living in a tent. So he decided to build God a house. God didn't say he needed a house. David himself acknowledged that God couldn't be contained in any space. I guess it was okay with God, though, because he let David design a temple that would accommodate a God that was actually in the house. God had been dwelling with people, guiding and protecting and putting up with them for a long time. It's a good thing that long-suffering is in his nature. There was a lot of things in David's nature, but his heart was after God. That's always the kind of heart that wants to build a dwelling place for God. Our dwelling place is to be in the secret place with Him. Where is that secret place but in our heart of hearts, the center of our soul? Paul said, "Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?" But believe me, that's a depressing place to be unless He's there. Jesus said that He stands knocking at our heart's door, and if you'll let Him in, He and the Father will come make their home right there. Have you answered the door today? You guessed it. That's worship.